Hello and welcome to the podcast Going Down in the DM. My name's Delaney.
And my name is Maya. For today's episode, we're just going to do some talking. It goes down in the DM.
It goes down in the DM. Yeah, let's talk about, you know, maybe like the first week of school, because I don't know about y'all, but at Howard, January 19th was the first official day of the spring semester.
Yep. So we are recording this on Monday. You know, these go up on Wednesday. So mm-hmm. We've already been in classes for a week. But our first week was really odd. Yeah. Because we didn't have class Monday, and then we didn't have class Wednesday. And, yeah. Like, you know how the first week professors, like, don't really know too much, some of them?
Yeah.
Well, none of my professors knew anything, so I literally had no class. I think I went to one the entire week.
Really? I had, like, Tuesday, my first day of classes. I'd say I had, like, a really good set of classes. I have a really busy Tuesday and Thursday, and I kind of regret that. I, like, put all my class. All my classes are at least, like, 2 hours long because they're Tuesday and Thursday classes. And then I did three classes, and I put them one after the other. And I'm like, why did I do this to myself?
Yeah. I did that, too, for Tuesdays because one of my classes is 4 to 7. So I was how can I work this in to, like, you know, work?
Yeah.
So my stupid self, I'm doing an 11:10 to 12:30, then 12:40 to 3:30, then 4 to 7.
That's kind of what Tuesdays. Mine is, a little bit.
I think that's crazy.
It's too much. Yeah. Because in my middle class, I'm, like, barely paying attention because, like, I'm, like, not awake.
Yeah.
And then, like, that little hour, 40 minutes before my third class, I'm like, should I take a nap? Or will I be too tired? Or should I, like, do something else? It's just not enough time to, like, if we were on campus, it'd be perfect. I feel like an hour is, like, the perfect amount of time in between classes. Because if you're hungry, that's enough time to go to, like, Blackburn or Annex.
Yeah.
Or you have enough time to go back to your dorm and you can change. Or you can lay down for, like, enough time to, like, just refresh. Or just see your friends for a little bit. Just to give you that separation. But online, it's just a lot. It's just a lot.
Yeah. Like, when I was picking my classes, I purposely tried to pick ones that I thought were, like, super long and annoying. Because I was like, I'd rather do them now than do them on campus. But now I feel like I'm not going to retain information as well as I should. Because I did it that way.
I don't know. I like all of my classes so far, except for this one elective that I was like, no, I'm going to take it. It's going to be interesting. Like, and I really do enjoy the subject. It's African women in civil and traditional societies.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. It's a really long name. But it's basically, like, people don't really study Africa ever.
Yeah.
So, like, African women obviously are, like, the bottom of the barrel, like, the least amount of study ever. So, like, it's really interesting to see, like these types of concepts, like, throughout history, because most historians or white historians believe that Africa has no history.
Pass over it.
Exactly. So, like, and Africa is so complex because it's so large, and it's really interesting. So I really do like the topic, but the professor is, like, I think she graduated college in, like, 1960. She's so old, and she has such a thick accent. I'm, like, falling asleep, and I'm like, I wish we were on campus because then I could be more interactive in class. And she doesn't know how to use technology. So she's like, I'm going to share my screen with you guys. And then she's like, I can't do it. I can't. So I guess y'all just listen to me as I read through the PowerPoint. Like,
oh, no. That's terrible.
It's not going to work.
But hearing that, like, I'm sorry, guys. Every single episode, we're like, this is why we're twin flames.
Yeah.
Like, I'm having a very similar experience in a class that I was so excited for. I told everyone about it. The classics, Ideas in Antiquity. I really wanted to be in that course. If you guys don't know, it's basically you're supposed to, like, study leadership. And you study, like, what makes a good leader a good leader. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this will be so fun. It says you watch, like, Moana and Black Panther and whatever. I'm like, yay. Okay. Right? But I get in. My professor, same thing, really thick accent, Mm-hmm. And I think he's far away from his laptop, so you can't hear him too well. In addition to the thick accent and then lagging, you just don't, you can't understand, right?
Nice.
Today, yeah, today was like the first, I guess, real class, you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And he said, this is an intro to what we're like gonna be doing. He showed us three like short films, but they took up the entire class period. And then at the end, he said, okay, which one do you guys like the best? And everyone was like sharing their opinions. And the guy goes, okay, well, which one do you think came first? And this boy goes, well, according to the date, the first one you showed us came first. And he goes, oh, I'm not sure what, like, what do you mean? He goes, the boy, he goes, well, by my definition of first, like, he was so rude. And then my professor, like, schooled him because he, like, told him what the concept was.
Yeah.
But I was just like, what is this? You show us three films that take the entire, like, class.
Yeah.
Then you start asking questions that, like, we don't, clearly don't understand. And then this boy gets an attitude and then we're all just sitting there like, this is so weird.
Same thing. I think a lot of, Zoom and, like, virtual school has given, like, students, like, this newfound confidence to just, like, be disrespectful for the professors, especially when they're older and they have, like,
and when you don't
there's, like, a slight language. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, the older lady, there's this one girl who, like, always interrupts, and she's, like, screaming. Like, I wish I could reenact without, like, just, like, completely revealing who she is. I mean, I don't know who she is, but, like, some people listening might. But she's, like, screaming over the Zoom, and I just want to say, like, can you please calm down? Like, you don't. Like, excuse me, professor. I'm like, girl, it's not that urgent. Like, we have a 2-hour long class. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You'll get your info. I promise. Well, guys, if you are in virtual classes, please do not act like the people we are talking about. Because, and even in, like, high school, I feel like people would, like, be rude to teachers for, like, the fun of it. Like, to make the class laugh. Mm-hmm. But we're in college now. We're on Zoom.
You don't even see anyone. You're paying for this education.
Exactly. Why are you acting like this?
Like, just don't pay. Don't come.
I don't get it. But, oh, one other news that mm-hmm. I think is so messed up. And anyone here watching, if you are going to be a graphic design minor or take the course, be prepared to spend, like, $400 on a software, which I knew this was, I knew this was coming. Like, I knew it, you know, like, obviously you got to pay for a software, right? But my damn professor emails us Sunday, like, afternoon mm-hmm. and says, you must have this downloaded by Tuesday by our class. So I go on. I'm like, okay, cool. You get a 1-week free trial, and then mm-hmm. it's either $20 a month for an entire year, or it's $31 a month, and you can pick which months you take it. Or you just buy it all at once, and it's, like, for something. And I'm like, that's a lot of money for you to email me the weekend before a class.
Yeah.
You should have emailed kids, like, a couple weeks ago. And, like, I'm fortunate to have been able to get it. Mm-hmm. But if I wasn't, I would be freaking out. Because he literally said, you need this. Like, don't come if you don't have it. I'm like, oh, my God.
No, that's a lot. Like, especially in times like this.
Exactly.
If there's not, like, a student discount or code that is accessible for, like, multiple tax brackets, then don't force your students to get that. That's too much.
Yeah.
$400? Like, you're not the only class they're going to take.
And I think it's a, there is a student discount, but you can't get that much off of $400.
No,
it's still expensive. So, like,
I thought my $120, like, Wiley Plus for Spanish was, like, a lot. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I have to buy this. But I get that. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. That's a lot. I mean, I'm rationalizing this by saying it's my minor, so I'm going to need it for the rest of college. Like, mm-hmm. you wouldn't have to
I didn't even know that was your minor.
Oh, you didn't?
You never told me that you solidified on that.
Oh, yeah. I did it, like, in October. Yeah. But so I'm like, I'm going to need it.
You never even told me that. Even when we were doing classes, you're like, yeah, I still don't know what I want my minor to be.
I did? Oh, yes. My bad. Well, it's graphic design.
Oh, okay.
Well,
that's cool.
I was like, I'm going to need it for the rest of courses or whatever, so mine as well. And I figured it would come in handy for podcasts.
You do that a lot of graphic design anyway, so.
Exactly. I'll just have a more, like, solid foundation, and, like, I can go past Canva. Like, yeah. I'll have a software to do it.
Exactly.
But I was like, we could use it for the pod, I could use it for my channel, I could use it for Instagram, like,
yeah,
whatever, for fun. So, like, I'm rationalizing it that way,
mm-hmm.
but I just think it's a lot of money. And I know there's people in that who it's not their minor, it's just an elective.
Yeah.
So, I would have dropped it if that was, if I had to pay that and it was an elective.
I'm still thinking about my minor. I was talking to, like, my dad the other day, and I was like, what if I minored in Spanish? Just because I'm going to finish the language so early.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I'm already taking, like, so many credits in Spanish.
Yeah, like, you'd be halfway through it already, right?
Right, exactly. And then junior year in my scheme, I have, like open slots waiting for me to just fill it with, like, minor classes. Yeah. So it's, like, why not just do it? And then, like, obviously, like, that's something useful to me. Like, I think learning a language is something really important to me, so why not? I don't know what that entails, yeah. though, like, minoring in Spanish.
I mean, if you can not, even, like, then double minor in something, since you'd already be, like, halfway done with Spanish.
That's
like
true.
If you know, like, if you have a semester and you have, like, yeah. one class, like, why not just do it and have two? That'd be cool.
It's just, part of me is, like, I love college, I love learning, and the other part of me is, like, no, rebel, like, we shouldn't be making decisions this young in our life that, like,
I know,
but, yeah.
set the rest of it.
Exactly. But, yeah.
I don't know. I think, like, I'm still really happy with all the choices I've made so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel, like, lucky, because I think a lot of people, when we get to, like, this point in college or even, like, next year, it's, like, total, like, mind change of what you want to do
mm-hmm.
with it. And I'm, like, thankful so far. I'm pretty sure I'm always going to want to do this. Like, there's nothing else I'm interested in.
Yeah.
So if I wasn't a film major, I don't know what I would major in. I'd major in, like, English or something. And, like, it's
yeah.
boring.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's good that you're, like, majoring in your interest. I try not to, like, think about it too much, because I know that, like, a lot of people nowadays don't have jobs based on their yeah. college degree,
you,
regardless.
They just want you to have a degree. It doesn't matter what exactly. it was in.
Like, yeah. I think my aunt majored in, like, nursing, but then she was, like, working for Sony. So it was like,
yeah.
how did that happen? Like, Sony yeah. Music, like, that wasn't. Yeah.
Because I think there's some things that you don't need a college-level education to know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was telling my parents this because we all know, I talk about it all the time, my plan is to do YouTube, but they were like, mm-hmm. what's your backup? And I was explaining to them, like, how many different avenues there are within film and how, mm-hmm. not that I think I'm wasting money by any means, but just that everything I'm learning, I could learn online, like, for
yeah,
free.
Exactly.
About this. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact of getting an experience and getting, like, Howard behind my name. But I'm like, I could learn all this from YouTube, honestly, because that's how my professors
literally.
Teach me. They just pull up YouTube
oh, yeah.
videos, and they show us camera angles. So, like, I could have learned this elsewhere, but, you know, it is what it is.
But the college degree on a resume is going to look a lot better than I'm a self-taught.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, yeah, life is crazy. How have your New Year's resolutions been? Because it's the 25th today for us while we're filming
yeah.
this, so.
Actually, I was looking at them because I have this planner, and I bought it not even knowing, like, really what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, a goal planning, like, purposely for that.
Oh,
like,
really?
When you first open it, yeah, you have to fill out, like, a long-term goal, short-term goal, and, like, a medium goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wants you to write, like, your resolutions. Like, it's just a really cool planner. Like, it's meant for that. And
yeah.
I was looking at it earlier today, and I was like, everything that I've written down, I have improved on in this last month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my first one was, like, you know, have a substantial following on YouTube, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've literally, like, I'm gaining, like, crazy, and I don't even know where it's coming from.
That's
like,
crazy.
I think it's from old videos.
Yeah.
So there's that one. I wanted to be more, like, connected to, like, my higher self, and I've been meditating every morning, and I do feel that. And
mm-hmm.
then, like, other big one was, like, to read more. And I've already finished, like, 3 books in
yeah.
2021. And I didn't even mean to do that either. I just
yeah.
love to read now. So, I don't know. I think it's been going well. What about yours?
That's good. I have something that wasn't a resolution, but I honestly, I don't remember exactly what I said in the podcast as my resolutions. I know I said I wanted to do yoga more, which I have. Uh-huh. I do a little bit of yoga every day, like when I wake up. I do like these hip openers because the most apparently they're supposed to like emotionally decompress you. And it's, like, an emotional release whenever you do them. So, like, I like to start the day, and then I also go, I usually go to the gym every night, or I have been. And so after I work out, I do the same ones and, like, just decompressing after the gym, like, after the day. And so, like, that has been interesting. I've been vegetarian for I haven't been vegetarian. Like, I had chicken just right now, but I'm usually vegetarian most days, but it's not even on purpose. I'm just like,
have you seen a difference like in like your mood or anything, or do you just think it's a personal like shift?
I have, but I don't know if it's because of like the vegetarian, the lack of meat, but I do think it's because of working out. Mm-hmm. I do think like being active and stuff like really does help mental health. It is like a proven fact that it does like raise serotonin in your brain. And also like I saw a TikTok. I know I say that every single podcast, but I did see a TikTok, and it was like for people with like ADHD and stuff, like whenever you like can't sit still, or like you have to be moving or you have to be doing something, your brain is doing that to create lactic acid in your brain, and in order to like decrease that, like this, they call it stimming, like tapping your legs or like tapping your fingers or whatever, you can like work out, like do squats or run. And I feel like that has helped me be able to focus in school.
If that makes sense. Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Yeah.
No, so yeah. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So I hope I can continue to work out and I don't get burnt out. But I will say, podcast, listen up. The 12:30,
yes, it works.
On the treadmill, I saw a difference in 1 week.
Yeah. Did I ever send you the, like, before and after things?
No, you never sent me.
I had taken a picture, like, the first day I did it, the third day, and, like, the sixth day. And it was, like, a drastic difference. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, this is weird. Like, because you're just walking. Mm-hmm. And it's not that it's, like, easy, but it's 30 minutes. Oh, it
burns.
Yeah, and I feel like it's so quick. Like, I don't know. I really enjoy it, too.
The first two times I did it, I was like, oh, my God. I was so sweaty. I was like, in the middle of it, I was like, oh, my God. But I've learned to just, like, put on YouTube and just, like, watch it. Or, like, I'll put on, like, a Netflix show and I'll just watch it as I walk. And, like, the time goes by super fast. But just doing that, my legs are so much more toned. Like, my stomach is flatter. Yeah. And, like, that's one of the, like, things that I wanted to target was, like, my stomach. I have, like, really wide ribs. But, like, this shows me that that's not true. That's just the way, like, the fat builds on the bones.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. Because
you burn, like, an insane amount of calories.
Exactly.
Doing that hard of a workout.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this girl on TikTok who she's, like, a workout person.
Yeah.
And she was kind of being shady towards people who do the workout.
A lot of people are.
Like, yeah. And she was, like, I know you guys are so motivated by seeing before and after results, but you're not going to get an hourglass if you weren't born with an hourglass.
And
I'm pretty sure like people understand that we don't all have the same body type.
Exactly.
But like, why break down a workout that makes people feel comfortable and makes people feel like they're something?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just let them do it. Like, she posts videos of herself squatting like 80 pounds. I'm like, not everyone's doing that.
Yeah.
Not everyone wants to deadlift. And, like, no, just let us, like, let people feel comfortable. I don't ever understand why you have to just,
I agree.
Like, I don't know.
Doesn't and it's, like, sense. What if someone doesn't really want an hourglass figure? Like, what if someone just wants to be toned?
Exactly. Or just work out to pass time.
Just be healthy. Like, this is burning the calories, but, like, you're not necessarily, like, gonna lose an insane amount of weight unless you're, like, changing multiple aspects of your life. So, like, this could just be a normal part of your day. And just, I don't know. I don't understand the putting down aspect either, but yeah. I definitely recommend if you guys are looking for a new workout to add to your routine yeah. or to just start, it's a great way to start.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's just walking, and the 12 incline is rough at the start, but you get used to it.
Yeah.
And then it's like a little
work. I like the aspect because, like I've always been like, oh, I should go to the gym. I should go to the gym. And then mm-hmm. I go, and I like don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't actually feel like I'm doing anything. And then if I go and do weights or squats or something, like, you have to do certain reps to actually, like, work out. And I'm I don't even know what I'm doing. But this workout makes it so simple and easy and makes me, like, feel like I'm doing something good with my life. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I hate going to the gym and doing weights because I don't like using high weight. And there's always, like, you know, those guys around that are like, why is she hogging the weight rack? Yeah. She's not even going to, like, do anything. And it's like, okay, first of all, like, I'm not you. Can't just.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Working out it can be fun, but it can also be like, eh. I don't force myself, but it is something fun to do. Add to the routine.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially like when I've like stopped, like I don't really go on my phone too much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I've realized how much time I have because I would just be like sitting there scrolling where it's like, this workout's 30 minutes. The 30 minutes that I was scrolling, like just go put some clothes on and go walk on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Or do something. But, mm-hmm. like, instead I'm, like, sitting on the couch scrolling on my phone. And I'm like, this is so unproductive and, like, not good for my health. So, I don't know.
Should we... Never mind. We'll tell you guys at a later date.
Okay.
Or should we tell them now?
I don't know what you said. You could just say it. Who cares? Sorry, guys.
I was just going to say that I might be joining Maya in her apartment building next year. So I was like,
I thought we could do
like workout dates tomorrow, but I didn't know if we should like keep that a surprise, but it's not really a surprise for anyone but us.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's pretty exciting. I like that I feel like we're not being like overbearing with it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, should we get this and that? Because it's like, go with the flow.
Yeah.
Like, there's really no telling what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Where we'll end up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of us might hate Howard in a couple months and never come back to it. Like, you, mm-hmm. I don't know.
A lot can happen in a year. That gave me perspective. At the end of 2020, I was just reflecting on it, and I was like, so much can happen in 1 year. Because, like, mm-hmm. do you remember at the beginning of January, who would have thought that March, that was literally 2 months later.
I know.
We would be leaving school and never going back again. Like, who would have thought? And then in June, who would have thought that we wouldn't be there in August?
Yeah.
Like, just so much can happen in a year.
Yeah.
We always took a turn for the worse, but that's basically all I have to update. Nothing has really gone on in my life except for working out sometimes and school.
Yeah. Yeah. This week has been pretty much the same for me. Nothing going on. Drinking
water.
We'll try
to have a juicier podcast.
Yeah.
Kind of mellow tonight.
Yeah. I mean, but I feel like people will probably like this because it's just chatting. It's not anything too serious. Nothing too deep. I was going to bring up something deep, but I said, let me save it.
Save it for the next one. And then we can expand on it.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, we're not going to get deep yet. I think we should just have a chill combo. So.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you guys for listening. I have a bag of popcorn sitting next to me, and this has been the hardest test of my life to just let this sit next to me and not annoy you guys with my crunch and smacking the whole podcast.
So everyone comment, thank you, Delaney.
Hold on, I'll give you guys one ASMR. Just
okay.
If you made it to this part of the video, comment a popcorn emoji, if there is one.
Okay.
Review it.
Review the popcorn emoji.
Yeah.
Leave us a review. 5 stars.
Thanks,
say
love
Maya
you guys.
And Delaney rock. Peace out. Bye.
Bye.